Book 6, School's Out. Written by Glenn McDougall.
Jay's father was bugging him about college again.
I haven't really had time to think about it, said Jay.
Well, don't you think it's about time you did?
Said Patrick.
Dad, college is still a long time away,
said Jay.
That's not true, Jay. College is just around the corner, and you have no idea what you're going to do there,
said Patrick.
Why don't you at least think about a business major? Who knows? One day it could be Grady and Son Auto Works.
The next day, Jay told Ben about the conversation with his father.
I have a lot to think about deciding who to ask to the prom. Now Dad wants me to decide about college as well. You're so lucky that you know exactly what you want to do, Ben,
Jay said.
I guess so,
said Ben. Ben was planning to study drama at college. He was also trying to win a basketball scholarship to please his father.
But I know in his heart Dad doesn't want me to study drama, even though he promised Grandma before she died that he would let me do it. And you know my idea to go to the same college as Lucy? Now her parents want her to go back to India for a couple of years to learn more about her culture. I can't stand the thought of being away from her for so long.
At least you have a date for the prom. It seems everyone I know has one. All except me. I can't decide who to ask,
said Jay.
Yeah, Tom's going with Courtney. Amy and Alex are going together, and, well, Kat still doesn't have a date for the prom either,
said Ben.
I wonder why. She's so great, and she's really cute, some people think,
said Jay.
Well, if you leave it too late and you can't find anyone, you could always ask Kat,
said Ben.
Huh?
Said Jay. Jay and Kat had become close friends since their other friends had paired up. Kat was really practical and always gave good advice.
Why are you looking so worried, Jay?
Asked Kat at recess.
Because my folks really want me to study business at college. They're hoping I'll join the family company one day. I love cars, just like Dad, but I hate the idea of business and accounts. I just find them so boring,
Jay said.
I really can't see myself doing that for the rest of my life. But the problem is, I don't know what else I can do. Dad is going to keep bugging me until I have a plan.
Kat thought for a minute.
I know. Why don't we look at your strengths and weaknesses? Grandma showed me how to do it. It's something she did in the government agency where she used to work. It's kind of neat, and it might give you some ideas,
said Kat. She took her notebook and drew a line down the middle of a page. She wrote strengths on one side and weaknesses on the other. After a lot of talking and thinking, they had a short list for the strengths column. Although he was good with numbers and money, it turned out that the thing Jay liked more than anything was writing.
Remember those stories you got published in the school magazine? They were great! And what about that prize you won last year?
Said Kat.
Oh yeah, the Frank Graham essay competition. That was pretty cool. Thank you, Frank Graham. I won $100.
Remembered Jay. Then they moved on to weaknesses. Kat tried to be kind, but Jay was embarrassed to notice that the weaknesses column was quite a bit longer than the strengths. Jay took the list home with him and studied it.
I need to do something about these, but which ones first? I should pick three to work on,
he thought. He couldn't decide which three. he reached the end of the list. The last thing Kat had written was, "Can't make a decision."
"Can't make a decision? Me?"
thought Jay. For some reason, this one bothered him the most, even more than always late, not very observant, and poor attention to the feelings of others.